The White House, apparently in an effort to neutralize the 9/11 report as a Democratic campaign weapon, has changed tactics and is now promising swift action on some of the commission's recommendations.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Senator John Kerry has embraced the commission's report and promised a summit conference with Congress, if elected, to enact sweeping reforms. Support of the commission's proposals will undoubtedly get featured billing at the Boston Democratic Convention. President Bush, as late as Saturday in his radio address, was still keeping his distance from the report, promising to carefully examine the commission's ideas. By today, however, the administration was reaching out to get with the program. The president summoned National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to his Texas ranch to discuss what proposals could be put into effect immediately by executive order. These might include tougher immigration rules and better intelligence sharing. The key proposals, a national intelligence director and a counterterrorism center, would probably require congressional action. Congressional hearings will start as early as August, a change from Speaker Dennis Hastert's line that no action could be expected before next year. Until today, the administration had been somewhat standoffish about the commission, whose creation the White House originally opposed. And while the panel faithfully observed a promise of bipartisanship and avoidance of any direct criticism of the president, still criticism could be read in the comprehensive narrative. For example, in a chapter titled, "The System Was Blinking Red," the report published the full text of the presidential daily brief for August 6, 2001, that is little more than a month before the deadly attacks. The caption, which Commissioner Richard Benvenisti had Dr. Rice read aloud at a public hearing, was, "Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S." Dr. Rice dismissed the document as historical. The president has convened a task force of national security and homeland security officials to work on implementation of the 9/11 recommendations. First, it was the families breathing down the administration's neck. Now, it's the Democrats. This is Daniel Shore.